Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father,
and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning we're reminded that Christ Jesus, the light of the world, has come. It's a good reminder because many times we think that we are the lights in the world. And yes, it is true that Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." He was saying it only to those who had already been drawn to faith in him. The fact is, you and I cannot enlighten ourselves. And what makes you a light in the world is Jesus. He was in the beginning with God. In him is life, and he is the light of men. Only he is full of grace and truth. You're not light until Christ Jesus comes and fills you. In our gospel text this morning, John uses the word darkness to describe our condition without God in our lives. The word darkness perfectly describes the human condition, our confusion and futility, not only that surrounds us in the world, but lives within us. This darkness means that mankind cannot go out and find God on his own, even though we look around this morning and we see the beautiful snow and all of God's creation, family and friends. But that does not show us the way to God. It's not in our human nature to go find the true God. Jesus explains this quite perfectly in his parables. The parable of the pearl of great value, the pearl didn't go out seeking for the merchant. In the parable of the hidden treasure didn't go out and seek a man to buy the field where the treasure was hidden. And also in the parable of the lost coin, the coin didn't light a lamp and then go out searching for its owner. No, the lamp, which is the Word, shone with a light who is Christ Jesus. Jesus illuminates, and he finds us. Whenever mankind goes out searching for God on their own, you and I always find the wrong God. You trust your feelings and your heart to tell you which one of these gods out there is the right one, and we always pick wrong. Even with your best human intellect, wisdom, and strength, you and I always fall short, fumbling around in the darkness. Our sinful flesh always finds some idol to worship. Our feelings can only lead us to a fantasy God who pleases us and makes us feel better. Sure, he might resemble the one true God. We might still call him by the same name, and we might even give him credit for creating the heavens and the earth. But in the end, your fantasy God and mine is always what we want rather than what we need. If this world was going to be redeemed and saved and rescued from sin, death, and the darkness of sin and darkness, God would have to make himself known and reveal himself to his creation. He would have to descend out of heaven, rend the heavens, and come down and enter his creation. And that is the beautiful mystery of Christmas. God comes down from heaven and shows up where we would least expect to find him. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The God, the Word, was there in the beginning with God, and he took part in the creation of all things. But then he took on human nature, just like yours and mine. This Word become flesh. true God, true man in one person. And it is he who is the true light, which gives light to everyone. The glory of God is seen in the face of Jesus. His face lightens the world. He's the light that shines into your darkness, and his light shines so bright that no darkness can overcome. The one who formed man from dust comes into the world with fingers and toes and elbows and knees to save his own creation. By all means, he was before Adam, but he was also born in a manger, born of a woman who wrapped him in swaddling clothes. The Word made flesh, who created all things visible and invisible, has come with outstretched arms, being nailed on a wooden cross in the darkness of Mount Calvary. It was there that the Creator of heaven and earth suffered, bled, and died for all of his creation. After 3 days in the tomb, he rose again from the dead, still true God, still true man, living proof that his sacrifice was sufficient enough to pay the wages of your sin and my sin and the sins of all mankind. This morning, the one who made the wheat of the fields and the grapes on the vine comes to you in bread and wine. Jesus, true body and blood, given and shed for you in, with, and under the visible means, the light of the world comes to you. He brings you eternal life that you can touch and that you can taste. God is given into your mouth and taken into your body to strengthen and keep you. You have his promise. You will never have to walk in the darkness because he has made himself known. He has given himself to you with forgiveness, life, and salvation. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.